everyone, and welcome to Holistish, the holistic health podcast where we discuss holistic health, wellness, and beauty with a healthy dose of skepticism. I'm Jenna.
And I'm Sierra.
And let's get into it.
Woo! Okay, so today we are going to be talking about something amazing. First, I think we discussed we would talk about what pets and mental health, but I think the topic is more broad. I think we can expand it to pets and holistic health or health in general.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that.
So that's what we will be talking about today. But first, it's time for holistic news. You're going to like this one. So
I'm ready.
This is a holistic beauty trend that was started on TikTok, the latest and greatest. So let me tell you about this. Have you heard of something called Jell-O skin?
Jell-O sweaters? Bill Cosby? No!
Jell-O skin. I'm imagining one of those disgusting Jell-O molds from the 1960s that's flesh-colored, but that's not what we're talking about.
I'm imagining that water that you buy at CVS that's thick.
Oh, yeah, that we can't stop talking about. Should we just do a product review?
Yeah.
Thick water. THICCCC. Yes. But this is something that I wasn't aware of, and it's holistic, so let's talk about it. It's called Jell-O skin, which is a new holistic K-beauty trend that's going viral on TikTok. So after I heard this, I was like,
what's K-beauty?
Korean beauty.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought, but I thought maybe I was wrong.
Yeah. What did you think it was? Ketamine beauty?
No.
Just kidding.
I don't know what I just didn't know.
Well, what's actually
cool
interesting...
Cool beauty with a K.
Well, they start... I feel like beauty trends are starting to have the letter in front. So, like, G is German beauty, C is Chinese beauty, T, Taiwan beauty, you know? K, Korean beauty.
What's D?
Oh, I didn't say D. Denver. Oh. Detroit beauty.
Oh, you said German. I thought you said German, and I said, what? That's not
a fake city. Genovia.
Genovia.
Yeah, that's hilarious. But I did not know what Jell-O skin is, so it's important to discuss because it's very holistic. So TikTok users are going crazy for this trend called Jell-O skin, which is a new anti-aging skincare trend from South Korea. So this trend is all about boosting collagen production. So it's in the realm of holistic beauty because I think these influencers that are promoting Jell-O skin are coming at it from different angles. So they're using products to boost collagen in their skin, but I think some TikTokers also discuss like promoting collagen production by incorporating it in your diet, that kind of thing. Let's see. So in its simplest form, Jell-O skin is just kind of doing a beauty routine to make your skin firm, plump, supple, bouncy like gelatin.
Is that kind of like gross?
I know.
That's not appealing to me, right?
I know.
Am I crazy?
It's really interesting. So,
also, Jell-O's not super firm. I feel Jell-O like you stick crumples. Your finger through it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Whatever.
So the goal is to boost your production of collagen to slow down the effects of skin aging, which we've talked about multiple times here. Mm-hmm. And just to note, your collagen greatly starts to diminish after the age of 30. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, no.
We're close.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
All right, get that retinoid out.
So, again, as I said, this trend incorporates things like diet and exercise, facial massage, and skincare to kind of combine all these different things to make your skin really firm and plump. So, that's all it's about. Kind of innovating holistic beauty, incorporating collagen in your diet, maybe doing some gua sha or some crystal rolling, using some collagen products, and just making your skin super bouncy and supple and moisturized.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really interesting. And now I'm going to push for us to try that ice roller thing at some point.
Oh, I forgot about that. That would be part of Jell-O skin.
I really have been wanting to try it. Yeah, I want that. I want Jell-O skin.
And do you, this, because this is a whole nother topic, do you use collagen as well? Because I don't.
No, I thought okay. that you use other things to promote collagen.
Yes.
Like the reforming of collagen. Like, exactly. You can do like that microderm roller, and that's supposed to like make your skin be like, ooh, new collagen. I think. Maybe. I'm not a scientist.
I think we also, we used to put collagen peptides. We had that powder.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So, from Gut yeah. Garden. 20% off Holistish, code Holistish at gutgarden.com. 20% off. This is not a joke. Go use get it. It's so good. I do use the collagen peptides in my smoothies.
Yeah.
Along with the resistant starch. And I forgot that I didn't make the connection in my brain that the collagen was coming from the inside, because, you know, you think about collagen being on your skin, but collagen yeah. peptides are supposed to be really good for you taken orally.
So I wonder if we did the collagen peptides, some type of collagen skincare, like, what if we just did all of it and tried the Jell-O skin? What would we look like?
And then we would just have no skin on our faces. We would look like the SpongeBob somehow.
I know, that's what I was going to say. I'm imagining smooth SpongeBob, where he's like...
Sexy Squidward. Yes. Oh, no, it's when... Doesn't he, like, get a haircut or something, and they just cut off all of his sponge body?
Yeah.
And
he's just like a skeleton. Oh, my God. But definitely something to try and be on the lookout for. This is not something I was aware of. But it makes sense, you know, collagen... bouncy skin.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm here for it. I just don't know that I would call it Jell-O.
I know. That's the thing.
I'd call it like waterbed yeah. skin. Like, oh yes. So plump and yes. reactive, but
yeah.
firm.
Yeah.
Like a waterbed.
Oh my goodness. But something to keep an eye on. I haven't made it on Jell-O skin TikTok yet, but I'm sure now that we're talking about it in the presence of our cell phones, I'm sure it's going to come up in the next day or so. They're listening.
Jell-O skin. Okay. If they give me a promo code, I'll be all about it. All right. So, shall we get into our topic for today, which is maybe my all-time favorite thing on yes. this planet, which is animals.
Yes, so exciting.
Specifically pets.
Well, this is definitely going to be more chatty because it's mostly going to be discussing our experience with pets and how they've improved our health and how we feel like, you know, they're part of our holistic well-being. But I thought I would just read a few little factoids and go mm-hmm. over a couple things before we kind of get into it. So starting out with just some general benefits of pets, like for your overall health and wellness. So as we know, it seems that people with pets have fewer heart attacks. They are less lonely. Their blood pressure can potentially be improved. Some people cite that people with pets have better psychological well-being and lower rates of depression and stress. People with pets might also have fewer doctor visits, increased self-esteem, better sleep, and more physical activity. So that's just to name a few. But there is a flip side to this that I didn't think would come up, but it's important to discuss. I found a few things that cited that maybe pet owners might be more prone to be lonely and have panic attacks.
Oh, what? Without their pet?
Depending on how kind of like attached you are to your pet. But I'll get more into the potential negatives at the end. Because it's not something I really thought about. But again, just something to point out because there are kind of two sides of the coin, I guess you could say.
Codependence.
I know. So starting out with anxiety and mood. So pet owners, we feel, you know, that pets provide some type of emotional support, and especially in times of stress. And there's research that shows that having a pet with you during an anxious event could help reduce the stress of that event, which we know from, you know, ESA animals, definitely. Again, dogs are associated with improved cardiovascular health. And again, that's kind of the benefit could be, is it because like you have the dog, or is it because you're having, you know, a healthier lifestyle, you're walking the dog, that kind of thing. again, people who own dogs had better health outcomes after suffering a major cardiovascular event, such as heart attack or stroke. And the benefit was highest for dog owners who lived alone, which is really interesting. Yeah, and then just, you know, those things I cited, some other ways that pets could benefit you. And this could be, you know, dogs, cats. I actually saw this thing posted in a dog doctor's office about people bringing in their emotional support mini horses, which is very interesting.
Lil Sebastian?
I know, Lil Sebastian. But, you know, whereas there may not be many studies about the actual health benefits, we can talk a little bit more about the mental health aspects of having a pet. So, again, when you have a pet, you're hopefully displaying some type of companionship, which means, you know, you're feeling hopefully less lonely, and that can serve as a support to you, which also can boost your mood. I think there's also studies that show that some type of eye contact with your pet can release oxytocin that makes you feel happy, which
that's
I definitely
nice.
Believe.
Yeah, that's nice. I know. Except that thing where if I stare at a dog I don't know very well, I'm scared he's gonna start barking at me.
They're gonna jump.
Yeah.
And then I think this is the thing that really led me to broaden the topic besides just pets for mental health, because if you have a pet, you're in a healthier routine. So having a pet means that you have to take care of something, right? So you're setting up a schedule for their feeding, grooming, exercising. So this is incorporating a way to provide stability and predictability in your life, which will probably, you know, set you up for better mental health, especially if you're struggling with things like anxiety and depression. Also, if you get a pet early on in childhood or teenage dumb, it's setting you up for like a healthier lifestyle. Seriously, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I guess to each his own, but I think so.
I think so too. And then there's also the stress reduction, especially if you have a dog, because walking your dog regularly, it's a great way to keep active and reduce stress on your hot girl walks with your dog.
Yeah, and dogs like make you walk because they
exactly.
have to walk.
Yeah, exactly. So just some, you know, light correlations of pets improving your mental health and physical health potentially. But some things to keep in mind is the cost of a vet. The cost of the vet when you get a pet, like aging pets, which might be psychologically difficult for some people as your pet gets older.
Well, I think for everyone, I know. Unless you're, you know, detached.
Yeah, I know. And then this is one thing I just wanted to point out. It's a bit of a bummer, but just something to keep in mind. As we move forward, I found this article specifically talking about pets and mental health during COVID. So this, I think this makes sense, unfortunately, but this article says that studies have found that being really attached to your pet is actually associated with more mental health issues. So not just inside of COVID lockdown, but if maybe you have a more codependent relationship with your pet, it could affect your mental health because you're always worrying about them. You know, you think something bad might happen, and that's not a good cycle to get into. So just keeping in mind that there are these benefits of having a pet, but loneliness and mental health might actually not be improved if that relationship is, I guess, too attached, which is unfortunate.
If you're trying to fill a hole with your parakeet,
yeah,
like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And honestly, I know exactly what you're talking about. I have a couple of friends who, over COVID and just becoming work from home or whatever,
yeah,
like can't leave their animal now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they get so anxious when they're out.
Yeah.
But you know what I do for that? I installed a kitty cat cam so I can just look at my Mau Mau.
Yeah. I think that goes with anything you're using to, not cope, maybe cope isn't the right word, but anything you're using to kind of, like, buffer your mental health, there can be too much of a good thing, you know, like, if you're using meditation or something, but then you can't get through the workday without meditating a million times, you know, then you've kind of started to use that as a crutch, maybe the same way people would.
Like a vice?
Yeah, like a vice. But
like, Sierra, we all have holes we're trying to fill.
I know. And it's hard because especially when your pet is sick or something, it really takes a toll on your mental health. And I can only imagine if you were constantly worrying about your pet, feeling like that every day, that would be the opposite of stress relief, you know?
Yeah, well,
Yeah.
as someone who you literally used to think that a burglar was going to come in and kill me when I was a child, I can tell you that, like, anxiety level 1000, the
Yeah.
way that we can close these holes up and have a more healthy relationship with our pets and our spouses and our families will be therapy. So,
Yay!
if you go to
Yeah, I
therapy,
guess you
you
can't
can
get
have a
in.
good relationship with your pet.
I agree. Should your pet go to therapy too? No, just kidding.
Couples, wait, owner and pet therapy. That's a niche market.
No,
Let's
it
tap
will
into
be.
it.
No, I definitely agree. A pet definitely won't fill that kind of hole, but definitely, I think having a pet improves your life in various ways.
Holistic.
Okay, now on to our opinions. So, I want to know, when did you get your first pet, and do you feel like it's impacted your life in a positive
Yeah.
way?
So, my grandmother, God rest her soul, her neighbor has cat had a bunch of kittens, like randomly. And she, I don't know, I don't even know why. I was very young. She got a cat. She got a little kitten. She didn't have a like a carrier or anything.
No.
No one come for
A
me.
Bojangles
It, the
box.
cat was fine. No,
Oh.
she put the cat in the trunk of her car. Okay, it was not summer, so it was fine. Quick drive over to our house. But the poor kitten maybe was taking a tumble in there. But she was fine. Okay, you guys, she lived for 17
Yeah,
years. Nobody
she had a
freak
good
out.
life.
Yeah, a really good life. I think I was about 4, honestly, and she was a little gray kitten, and we named her Fluffy because my brother's best friend who lived down the street had a cat named Fluffy, so he wanted to be like him, like gay. But I can say it because I am. I thought that cats could catch frisbees, so I wanted to name her Risby. So, because I was dumb, well, or also a child. So we named her Fluffy Risby and my last name, which I'm not gonna say, but you can probably find it. She grew up with me, like, I mean, I was so young, she was basically my sister, you know? And she lived to be 17 years old. And that
Yeah.
cat, I mean, I know you met her, she probably bit the shit
Yep.
out of you like
Yeah.
500 times.
She's kind of mean, but that's okay.
No, she was mean because she was given to a 9-year-old and a 4-year-old
Yeah.
who, you know, and that's my thing about kittens with young kids because I went through that personally. Like, I get nervous about it because little kids don't
Yeah.
know how to deal with puppies and
Yeah.
kittens. But I
Wow.
digress. Phoebe or Fluffy was fine, and Phoebe's my cat I have now, obviously. And she actually passed away when I was in college, which is crazy.
Yeah.
She definitely used up all of her lives, all of her 9 lives. One time she fell in the pool during winter and like got
Yes.
herself out of there. And she was like standing on the porch, like all cold. And we just
She's
held
like,
her.
bastards.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
know. She It's the 1 year we didn't put the cover on the pool, and this little kitty
Yeah.
slips and falls in.
Yeah.
But she was fine. Again, nobody freak out. I take, like, that cat was the queen of everything. She
Seriously.
We treated her so well. And she was an outdoor cat. I think that's, or an indoor outdoor. So I think that's why she was a little bit more mean, because she was rough.
She had to tussle.
Yeah, she had to fight the
Yeah.
raccoons and oh, and like, yeah, like
No.
when that hawk picked her up that one time when she was a kitten and like tried to take her away,
Yeah.
and my mom like fought the hawk off and then took Fluffy to the vet and they sewed her back up. I mean, this is trauma, people. Like, if
Wild.
you're thinking about getting a cat,
Yeah, you
here's
have to, yeah.
you gotta know what you sign up for.
But this is why pets are holistic, because it teaches you real life experiences as well.
That's true. Ah, fuck those babies that they give
Yeah.
you in science class in 7th grade.
Good cat. Oh, one thing I forgot to say is in college we talked about this, that children who had a pet, like a dog or cat, I think specifically at home, from the time they were really young, I think they had better immune systems and developed less allergies. which is interesting because they were exposed to more from the dog and cat coming in.
I was always allergic to Fluffy, and I would always stick my face in her and love her and get an allergy attack and not care about it. So, but I will say my allergies to dogs went away.
Yeah.
Like, I used to break out when Dante would lick me, and then I lived with him, and I was fine. So, isn't that weird?
Yeah. That happens to a lot of people. Which I don't know. I do not know the science behind it, and I don't want to know what's in dog saliva, because a lot of people have that.
It's probably just, and of course, we all know I'm not a doctor or a scientist, but I think it's something like about your like histamines or something, like getting used to it, probably. Okay, so when did you first get a pet?
Yeah, I think we're pretty similar. I've had a dog ever since I was in elementary school. So for you and I feel like having a pet has just always been a part of our life.
Yeah.
So we don't really know any different.
Right.
So that was kind of like our pets in childhood. Oh, and then I should say I had a dog, a guinea pig, fish, a lizard.
Oh yeah, the guinea pig. I forgot about the guinea pig.
I know. So my guinea pig, I would take care of him and feed him fruits and vegetables. He was holistic. He was vegan, you know.
What was that guinea pig's name?
Truffles.
Yes, Truffles.
But again, just kind of talking about what I said in my little tidbit section, just having something that you care for and feed, and, you know, you have to change their litter or their cage, you know, just be responsible for something. I think that, again, sets you up to have, like, a more mindful day in general. Even as a kid, I realized that, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, which I didn't think about.
You're thinking about something other than yourself. This promotes, like, empathy, maybe, hopefully. I think for me.
Okay, so those were our pets in childhood, which is totally different. Because let's talk about our current pets that we've gotten in adulthood and how you feel this has impacted your, you know, mental or physical health.
So I got my current Me Meow Meow kitty cat, Phoebe. She turns 7 next month. I know. I got her when she was 4 months old in 2015. So I really wasn't planning to get a cat. But unfortunately, something super traumatic happened to me in college. And it got to the point where I was like afraid to be in my house at night. I was like scared of nighttime, which really sucks. So the next weekend after it happened and I was like, I can't function. I was like, I better go get a kitty cat. Or I was like, I'm just going to go look, you know, I'm just going to go look. And I went to like the animal shelter and the cats, I guess they had fleas or something. I was like my neck was breaking out. Like, or maybe I was just allergic to them. I don't know. But I was like sneezing and I was like, oh my God, I can't get a cat. I'm like allergic to them because I haven't been around one in so long.
Yeah.
But then I went to PetSmart and they were having like a little kitten event in the middle of the store. Oh my God. You know how they do that?
Yes. Sometimes. Like, take these animals, please.
Yeah. And there was like 100,000 people there and I was so annoyed and all these little kids wouldn't get out of my way because I was in college and I was like, nah, you know. And I was like, I'm just going to go over to the like normal cat section, the little glass area with the cats, like the plexiglass kitty cat area. And I went over there and little 4-month-old Phoebe and like only 2 other cats were in there and they were all in their own cages. And her name was Annabelle at the time. So shout out to if you worked at PetSmart in 2016 in some Midwest area.
Oh my God. That reminds me of like The Conjuring. That doll.
I know. Ooh. No, I know. When I got her, I was like, we got to change that now. Because it was creepy.
Yeah.
But her name was Annabelle. She was 50 dollhouse. And she was microchipped and spayed. And she looked up at me and I started crying when I looked at her. And I was like, what is wrong with me? Like, I was crying. This little peanut butter nosed lady. Like, I wanted an orange cat or like a black cat. Yeah. And I wanted it to be at least a year old. And like, preferably a girl, which at the time I didn't know that orange cats were not typically girls. Yeah. Sometimes they are. But Phoebe is a little torty, as you all have seen her, I know, on Instagram and everything. And she stole my heart that day, and I got her, and I bought a big ass cage for her, like carrier. Like I bought a small dog carrier for her because I was like, she's gonna live in luxury, you know. And so I took her home and she ran under the bed and stayed under there for like 3 hours. And I was like, oh no, what have I done? Like, I got this cat who doesn't like me. I sat on the ground, just like talking to her, hanging out. And then eventually she got out from under the bed and slowly came to me. And she like sniffed me all around. And then she got in my lap and curled up and went to sleep. And we have been BFFs ever since.
Bonding.
And like, after having Fluffy, I didn't think the cats did that, you know?
Phoebe is very affectionate and almost dog-like, I would say.
She is.
Yeah.
Because she kind of dumb. Like, she can't land on her feet sometimes. No, she very smart. But when I got her, and she was only 4 months old, which, like, she was kind of almost a full-grown looking cat. I mean, 4 months for cats is not, like, super young, technically. I think they can, like, start mating soon after that, which is really weird to think about.
Yeah.
I know. I would wake up every, like, couple hours because she would sleep on the pillow next to me, which was so sweet. And I would wake up and make sure that she was breathing because I, for the first time in my life, I was, like, fully responsible for, like, another life. And I was like, holy shit. I would literally, like, rub her and wake her up and be like, okay, okay. Like, I, it was a lot. It was a lot.
Yeah. I know.
What about you? Tell me about your little pet.
Well, I carried Chowder for 9 months. I'm just kidding.
He acts like it. Yeah, he does.
Chowder was a really last-minute pet because I was planning on going to Europe, but then COVID happened, so I got my money back from my trip.
And you were like...
And I instantly just bought Chowder because I was like, we're going to be locked down for a little bit. I got some time on my hands.
I remember that.
So, I bought Chowder. He's a little corgi. There was two corgis left in his litter that just didn't sell. So I just said, give me one. And the lady was like, do you want this corgi with the special markings? Do you want them with this mark? I said, either one. I said, I just want a corgi. And they were, because like people who get corgis, I think are kind of pretentious and they want a specific, like,
not
color
all people.
Or gender. No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, people are like, I want this color and this gender. And I was like, I did not care. I was like, I just wanted a corgi because I had wanted a corgi since I was like, in high school, probably. But yeah, as you said, getting a pet for the first time on your own as an adult is so strange because you're fully responsible. It feels like you have a child. You're taking them to the vet constantly, especially in the first year. But yeah, I wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, I didn't get to go to Europe, but now I have a son.
And he's so good.
But yeah, you definitely feel this weird instant bond, and it's not really explainable. And something that's interesting to me about pets is that they communicate through touch, and that is the bottom of my love language. Touch is last. Like, don't fucking touch me.
Yes.
But what's really weird is, like, Chowder and I will just, like, sit in silence, and he'll, like, put his paw on my arm, and it's, like, some weird bonding. I've never experienced that with a human.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean.
It's so strange, right?
Yeah, because I never experienced, like, being the primary human for an animal until Phoebe. Because, like, when I'm gone, like, people will say, oh, Phoebe, like, she doesn't act this way that she acts when you're here. Like, even Annie's like, she's giving me a hard time getting her inhaler. Which, that's another thing. You can adopt a $50 we'll PetSmart cat. And some shit can go down. But, like, she really does. When I'm on the phone, she runs up to the phone because she can hear my voice. It's really nice. It makes me feel, like, important.
I know. I know. So, having a pet, you definitely have this strange unspoken bond. And I don't know if you've been on TikTok and have seen the pet. I don't know what they are. Interpreters.
Oh.
Where they're, like, talking about your pet is feeling... Your pet knows that they love you because when they touch your foot, like, something weird.
I thought you were talking about those little machines that they're like, we love you. And then it goes, arf, 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 arf. And then the dog goes, and it says, love you too. Like, what? Like, Google Translate. God.
We could talk about that.
Dogs.
For dogs. No, but there is some strange bond. I'm not sure what it is.
No, I agree. It's very weird. It's really special. And I think that's why so many people have pets, especially like dogs. Like, there's a whole dog sub community in every city, I feel like. It's like underground, like, not really underground, but just like secret society of dog people.
Yeah. So tell me about the pros.
Phoebe makes me like want to go home and keep a nice clean house and take care of her. Like, I scoop her little box. I don't want her to have all that crap in there. She does have allergies, so it causes me to be really diligent with, like, I bought a Roomba just so it could clean all the time so that she would, like, spoil the crap out of her. But by taking really good care of her, I'm taking really good care of myself, which is good. And just having a little animal running up to you when you get home, it's like serotonin, right? Super boost. It's really nice. And I know that people have a lot of opinions about purring, but anytime I have like period cramps or I've like hurt my foot, I'm not kidding. This cat comes and lays on whatever ailment I have and purrs on it. And I don't even tell her. I mean, she doesn't speak English. But, and this sounds like something from a movie too, but like, anytime I've had like a mental breakdown or like a good cry or something, and Annie has experienced this too with Phoebe, she will come and lick your tears off your face. It is nuts. I cannot believe that this cat does this. And she knows when you need her. It is the sweetest thing ever.
I know.
She's just like, I know that she's just a cat, but like, she's some sort of like,
they're so
spirit,
intuitive.
I feel like she's so good.
Yeah.
But she just like keeps. Anytime I'm feeling down, I can just go and look at her, and it's like a serotonin boost. She works as like my little tiny weighted blanket on my chest when I'm feeling anxious.
Yes.
Her purrs are so soothing. Yeah. I think that's must be like a thing. Her purrs are just really soothing. I love them.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you? What about Chowder? He don't purr.
He doesn't purr. He does boof.
Yeah.
But I think also we both live in a city, and having a pet and coming home for city, I don't know. I mean, I live in a safe area, so do you, but I always worry just living kind of alone, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think having a pet at home, it doesn't have to be a dog. Like, even with Phoebe, you probably experienced just having someone there makes you feel better and safe in your home.
Well, and that goes back to why I initially got Phoebe, because I was so scared of any noise or anything that would happen at night, because I was afraid that like I was going to be attacked or whatever. But having Phoebe there, if she just slept through like the house popping, then I felt so much relief. If she looked up and her little ears perked up, then I would know that like she kind of like validated me. And she was, and she felt like she was, it felt like she was just on guard for me too, even though she's not a doggy and she's not going to go like attack someone. And also someone literally broke into my house when Phoebe was there. And I'm sure that she just like rubbed on their leg because what the fuck? Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yes.
That was the most, like, aside from all of my things getting stolen, like, I was just like, oh my God, they didn't let Phoebe out. Thank God. And she was a kitten, you guys. Yeah. She was a kitten.
Yeah. They were probably like,
they were like, oh, cute.
But besides the mental health aspects of bonding with your pet, you know, having someone there, that type of thing, just having Chowder, he's a dog, obviously, getting so much more exercise than I probably would otherwise, that's really great. If I'm ever feeling anxious or stressed, I just put his harness on and then we go for a walk around the block. And I feel like I look less of a weirdo. Because if without a dog, I look like a crazy lady just power walking on the street. With a dog, cute, normal.
Oh, you got the whole arms and the leg warmers going?
Yes. So having a dog is really nice because I'm outside a lot more than I think I would be normally.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we should get into next, is there any kind of cons to having a pet or anything that you would warn people about?
Yeah, absolutely. Number one, like, we just gotta address it. Your pet is not gonna live forever. It's gonna die. Know. You're gonna be attached to it. It really fucking sucks to talk about and think about, but it's just a reality. Yeah. Like, you... Yeah. Like, you can Shakespeare this bitch and be like, it's better to have loved and lost than ever have loved at all. But it's really freaking hard. And, like, kind of on that same note, your pet can get, like, some crazy ass diseases or fleas or illness. Like, Phoebe has asthma. How long did it take me to figure out that she has asthma? A long time, because I... like, vets could not figure out what's wrong with her because she had so many weird symptoms. Yeah. Finally, a vet in the city was able to diagnose her correctly with asthma after she had damn bronchitis, and they told me that she was not going to make it, which was the worst freaking day of my life, but she's fine. Like, she's totally fine. And so now that she has her inhaler, like, she's living her best life. And she was before that, but now she's even better, you know? And she got dental... I think it's called perio, I don't know, dental disease, something like that. She has kitty cat dental disease, and she had to get, like, a bunch of her teeth taken out. And that costs, like, a lot of money. But, like, you have to kind of prep for that stuff, which is hard to do because you either get lucky or you don't. If you get a puppy or a kitten, just get ready to take that thing to the emergency vet, like, at least twice, but, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, a Phoebe costs $50, but in the grand scheme of things, Phoebe's costed, like, thousands of dollars. Like, food is expensive. You cannot feed your pet, like, Meow Mix or whatever anymore because it's not good for them and you'll be shamed.
Yeah, seriously. You have to, like, make your dog special, fancy. I don't know. I don't do that, but I don't want to talk about it that much because people are going to be like,
no, I mean, you don't have to go you can do whatever you want, because it's your pet, and, like, at the end of the day, like, you are just gonna have to spend money on your pet, and that's just,
I think that's the main thing I was going to say, too. The cost of having a pet, especially in the city, is kind of crazy, so if that's something that's going to put even more stress on you, I would recommend starting with a small pet, maybe a hamster, a guinea pig, a hedgehog or something.
A sea monkey.
A sea monkey.
A pet rock.
Because having a dog or... a chia pet.
Chia.
But having a dog or cat in the first year is pretty expensive. And then kind of similar to, I imagine, a new human parent. You don't really know what's going on with your pet in the first year. So I feel like I was taking Chowder to the vet more often than I should have. Because I was like, oh, he's doing something weird. We got to check this out at the vet. And as he's gotten older, I've, you know, learned to just wait a day. And usually whatever is going on goes away. Mm-hmm. But again, you're kind of nervous in the first year. You want to make sure your pet's okay because they can't communicate with you. They can't really tell you what's going on.
Right. Exactly. Like, that's the thing about it is that, oh my gosh, like, Phoebe threw up the other night. And Annie was like, what do I do? And I was like, well... like, why do you think she threw up? And she was like, oh, I, like, gave her wet food pretty close together. And I was like, she literally just ate too much and threw up. Like, I know. And it's hot, so she probably was just, like, hot. I know.
And that's and that's animals' response to any sort of uncomfortable stimuli, barf. And then you're like, what the hell?
What's going on? And you know what's unnerving? I don't know if you know about this, but a lot of times cats do this pre-barf yowl. If they're nauseous, if they're doing a hairball, they don't typically do it. Yeah. But if they're nauseous, they'll go like,
you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, it sounds like really alarming. It's super alarming. And like, please spay and neuter your animals.
Yes.
Because, oh my God, we have too many. And like, it's just like,
I know.
Animal is something you have to budget for. That's what I would say.
Yes, I agree.
On my budget spreadsheet, I have a Phoebe tab.
Yep.
And I get put the same amount of money allotment there as I do for, like, my monthly utilities. So, like, kind of a lot of money.
Yeah, I would definitely say that's the only con of getting a pet and something you have to think about. But overall, I feel like my mental health has been improved since getting a pet. It does add some type of stability to my routine. Also, something that is interesting is I wouldn't say like it limits my work, but if you have the tendency to stay really long hours at work, or you kind of overexert yourself or stay longer than you should, having Chowder at home knowing he needs to go out at like 7:30 p.m. makes me, get my work done and just kind of leave at the end of the day, which is really nice.
Yeah, it's he's like forcing you to have boundaries almost,
Exactly.
which
And
is
be
awesome.
efficient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you leave it at the door, go home to your chowder.
Yep. So I think overall, mental health much improved. Should have gotten a dog sooner. I would recommend, but I would be cautious, as we said, about budget and just, anticipating.
It's definitely something to have a conversation with your partner or yourself
Yeah.
or whoever you might be getting an animal with. If
Yeah.
it, I mean, you and I both got our animals like just by ourselves. So like
Yeah.
we weighed the options. Like I
Yeah.
know that it was last minute for both of us, but we each had been talking about it for a while
Exactly. And we grew
before
up
it
with
happened.
animals, so I feel like we
Right.
knew kind of what to expect a little bit.
And for me, especially because I was in college, I was like, okay, I guess I just need to like not order takeout or go to a bar
Yep.
like once a week, and then I can
Yeah.
pay for Phoebe's shit,
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like it's totally doable, and you can do everything you want if you have a budget, but that's another
I
podcast.
know. I know. That's the Graham Stephan podcast or whatever. Doesn't he have one where he
It's
like
like Tori Dunlap.
insults millennials for
Oh
spending
God.
money in a bad way? I don't know.
Oh God. Oh
Oh
no.
no.
Wait, who is it?
Graham Stephan? Stephen? I
Oh.
don't know. I have
Dave
someone.
Ramsey?
No, yeah, him too. Joe Rogan? No, I'm just kidding.
Right, we're gonna tag all those people in
So
this
yeah.
episode.
Getting a pet, it's holistic. Improve your physical and mental well-being. Go get one. Okay, so now it's time for our weekly bops and
Okay,
flops.
I'm ready. Bop or flop?
Okay, what's your bop? I need to know.
Okay, at
I'm
Aldi
excited.
this week in
Yeah.
the Aldi finds, there was Califia Farms Mocha Cold Brew. It's in the same like whoop bottle as like the almond milk and stuff.
The curvy lady
Yeah,
bottle. The Doja Cat bottle.
she got a dump truck. Yes, precisely. It's Mocha Cold Brew and it is made with almond milk, so it's dairy-free. There's a little thing on the back that's caffeine strength and it says weak or mild, which is fine because let me tell you what, this tastes like straight up chocolate milk to me.
Okay.
So I bought another Califia black cold brew
Yeah.
and I've been using this like half and half. Like,
Okay.
no, like not like half and half. Like I've been putting half of
Half
one
of
in and half
okay.
of the other.
Okay.
And then it's really good. And this stuff is really good by itself, but it's a little bit rich for me. But Califia Farms, cold brew coffee with almond milk, mocha flavor. It's only 120 calories per 12 ounce
Ooh.
serving, but like who cares? It's got calcium and iron. We love that.
I have to say the Califia almond milk is a step above all other almond milks, and their almond milk based creamer is really good. So I can see that being really delicious.
Wiz Khalifa Farms is
Wiz
where it's
Khalifa.
at. Remember when I used to call it that
Yes.
because I didn't know what
No, but oh my gosh, how much is it?
At Aldi, it
Do you
was like
remember? Yeah.
$4.99. Yeah,
What?
it was so
Okay.
cheap. I don't know how much it
Okay.
is. Target probably got it up at like $7.99 or some
Yeah,
crap. But like,
probably.
if you can go to Aldi, go to Aldi. If not, let's see. Hold on. Let me see how much.
But especially if you're gonna mix it, I would probably do what you did and mix it with coffee. I mean, I don't drink coffee that often, but I think the low caffeine level is too low. Like, let's get something out of drinking this. So mixing it with some other cold brew, I think you could really, it wouldn't run out as fast, obviously,
I think that they knew that going into it. I think that they knew people were probably gonna like use it as a mix. Okay, so
Okay.
Target, it's
Mixed.
it's $4.99 at Target. Okay. Nice. That's just okay. The price. Okay, that's just okay. The price. I never know if Aldi's like giving me a deal or if they just are acting like they are. You know what I mean?
L-O-L.
It's like at Walmart when they like make the price tag like yellow and you think that it's on sale.
And it's 1 cent less.
Yeah, literally. But totally worth it. The cold brew, the black cold brew is also like, I think, $4.99. But it's 48 ounces of fun.
That sounds so good. I need to get that.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should try it. Because
now we're in cold coffee season, for sure.
And honestly, there's not that much sugar in it, especially if you're only using half of it for your coffee. Yeah. Like, it's a nice little treat. Because sometimes, you know those, the creamers, I feel like sometimes are so full of sugar, and it makes me, like, stressed, because I don't want to have, like, a sugar crash later.
Yeah, I agree, and they're super gloopy sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Okay, what's your bop?
My bop is smoothie bowls.
Okay.
So, we talked about chia seeds last week, and then that got me on my kick, where I make just a really thick smoothie at home. So, I do frozen berries, banana, protein powder, barely any water. And then make it like a thick acai consistency, put it in a bowl, top it with chia seeds, nuts, more berries, granola. And it's the most delicious breakfast ever, but it's way too cold in the fall and winter to eat them. So now it's peak smoothie bowl season, and it's my bop.
Oh, yeah? All right. I know Annie loves the acai, and I remember reading something about the acai, like, don't eat too much of it, but I can't remember why, so don't
Oh, neither can
that.
I. But I do get that occasionally. You can get it at Trader Joe's or Whole Foods. They have the acai packs already frozen. That's good to add. But yeah, it's also really easy if you are a single person living alone, because you don't really need fresh berries. You can get it all frozen, and you're not wasting anything, which is great, because it's hard to eat berries if you're just one person.
You know who has really good frozen fruit? Aldi.
Aldi?
Hey, Aldi, can I be your CEO?
I know. Okay, what's your flop?
Okay, I'm not being, like, a loyalist, because these people are owned by the same company.
Are they really?
Yeah, Aldi and Trader Joe's are the same company.
Okay.
Just so everyone knows. I love Trader Joe's, but
this week... No, you don't. You're a Trader Joe's hater.
I'm a Trader Joe.
Yeah, for real.
Like, get it? This week I tried the Trader Joe's tea tree lavender dish soap, and it ain't it. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Do you ever use any, like, cleaning products or anything from Trader Joe's?
No, we need to discuss this again. I switched back to Dawn, because I'm sorry, it's just better. Yeah.
Yeah, so some of the cleaning stuff at Aldi is, like, nuclear, like you spray it and you cough until you die.
Oh my
which
God.
Is like, you know, you and I like to suffer when we clean. That's yeah, we feel like we know that it's getting clean. Yeah. But TJ's tea tree lavender dish soap smells like the little sticks that they stick in your mouth when you're doing a strep test.
No, like a doctor's office.
Yeah, it smells, it doesn't smell good. It's not good.
It's a bad smell.
And I don't feel like it super cleans anything. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But I cleaned these dishes with it, and I wasn't happy. And then I used the Aldi brand Dawn, which is literally Dawn. I swear to God, they just bottled Dawn in a different bottle. It's called, like, Radiance or something.
Yeah.
And I felt so much better about the cleanliness of it. So, like...
Ooh. Yeah, not
it's
worth
just
it.
It's gonna be a pass for me.
If it's grimy, yeah.
Yeah, it just didn't feel like it did anything, except it, like, didn't even really foam up that much, which I know,
well,
like,
was it?
I know foaming agents are obviously added into things, but I like to see the foam. So, it's a pass for me. What about you?
Okay, good to know. I don't know if I've talked about this already. My flop is allergies that won't go away. We were together last week, and I was, like, on my deathbed
with
allergies.
And then
I'm
this...
just now getting over them.
And this past week, I swear I thought I was, like, dying because I was so dizzy. I was so dizzy. And I was like, am I having a stroke? What does that feel like? I didn't know what was happening.
We don't have COVID.
No.
But I had Allegra, Flonase, and and Sudafed on deck and Benadryl. Oh,
yeah.
And I was still unwell. Like, what is that? You know?
Yeah, Sierra took, you took too much that one day.
Yeah, I took too much. Like, I was passed out. Yeah.
I didn't, I came upstate New York and I'm around a bunch of different pollens and shit that I'm not used to. So I was on my Zyrtec and I just got super dizzy the first day here because... Yeah. Whew, the allergies. Everything's blooming.
It's crazy.
The car I rented was just covered in pollen.
It's disgusting. You can see it caked everywhere. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's just a bad season, but I think both of us are struggling with allergies that won't go away.
Yeah,
I don't know what to do.
I feel like this is the same gripe every year, but this year feels worse.
It's worse. It's 100% worse. I've never had to have 5 medications on deck just to live my life.
Also, is it true, I always hear this rumor around this time every year, about the government, like, not wanting to give people food, so they, like, made all the trees, like, male pollinators or whatever, and that's why everyone has allergies.
I think it's... I've heard that too, but I thought it was because they either look nicer or they are sturdier for cities.
Oh, well, that makes more sense than to be, like, crazy, like, you can't eat. But I wouldn't put it past... Oh, because it, 'cause if they put, like, males and females, then it would make, like, more food.
Like a plum.
Yeah, one plum.
I don't know what's going on. But I'm starting to feel a little better, but this is only after about a month of suffering. So, that's that on that, I guess. Oh, I gotta find my Allegra, now that we're talking
you
about
this.
You
know what?
Somewhere.
I used Allegra... and it did not work for me. The only one that's ever worked for me is Zyrtec, and I literally take it every single day, year round. Like, I buy the fucking year pack from CVS. And we should talk about this another time, but I'm gonna briefly touch on it, is that apparently there's this phenomenon where if you, and I want you to do some research on this and let me know what you think. Uh-oh. If you go off of Zyrtec, it, like, causes you to be itchy, like, in your scalp and, like, on your arms and stuff as, like a withdrawal side effect.
Like, you're tweaking off the Zyrtec.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, and, like, it happened to me one time.
What?
And I was like, why is my head so itchy? And then I was, like, Googling it, and people were like, I can't. If I don't take my Zyrtec, like, I will get itchy and blah, blah, blah. And I got really nervous about it. But, like, I'm fine.
Huh.
Because I need it.
Yeah.
But... I'm, like...
You're like, what is that?
Weirded out. I'm weirded out about, like, if I need to go off of it for whatever reason. And I will say, there was, like, a week or so I didn't take it and I was fine.
Okay.
So maybe I don't have that. But look into that, because that shit's weird.
I've never heard that before.
It was, like, a Reddit forum or some shit.
Okay. We will see.
So, antihistamines. Benadryl all day. Grind up a little bit of Benadryl and give it to your animal because it's safe for them.
It is.
If you ask your vet. I was reading, like, a vet forum the other week because of Phoebe. She's just always having a problem. And it said that you could give your animal, like, a little tiny half of a Benadryl. As long as they didn't have, like, a heart problem or asthma or, like, other certain things like that.
Yeah.
So, like, Chowder, like, if he was having, like, an attack, you totally could give him some.
I know. Yes, consult your vet. We're not vets.
But, yeah. No, we're not vets.
But, yeah, thank you for listening to this episode. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Holistish and send us an email at holistishpodcast@gmail.com.
Everybody, take a picture of yourself in Aldi and tag me in it, and I will send someone an Aldi gift card for $10.
Aldi influencer, that's you.
I just really want that to happen. I want people to tag me. Like, I want there to be, like, a hashtag Genaldi.
Genaldi. Oh my god.
Genaldi.
Oh my god.
That's our celebrity couple name, me and Aldi.
Genaldi. LOL. Okay, until next time.
All right, ciao, y'all.
Bye.